Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, in the second reading we heard St. Paul saying, he was a blasphemer when he was ignorant, but God showed him great mercy. And through God's grace, he has been counted worthy of proclaiming his good news to the nations. Have we also been shown great mercy? Yes, we have been shown great mercy by the very fact that God sent his own Son to die in order that we may have access to his love. We have been shown mercy. And that mercy, we should recognize it just like St. Paul did, so that we can become merciful to others. Are we merciful towards others? Somehow, occasionally, not all the time. And this is what the Lord is calling every one of us to. In the first reading, when the people of Israel erred on their way from Egypt to the Holy Land, the Lord wanted to destroy them and leave Moses and his family alone. Moses interceded, and the Lord showed them mercy. Because Moses interceded, the Lord showed mercy. Like Moses, we are also here proclaiming the good news of Christ and to be intercessors for our world. Somehow, we fail in our duties. We become like the Pharisees and the scribes in the gospel. When people are searching for the love and mercy of God, we begin to grumble. We complain. We scare them away. But Jesus tells us, God's mercy is free, and we should allow all other people to come to experience it. God pursues his people with love and mercy. So when they err, he comes along to search for them like a shepherd who would leave 99 sheep by the hillside and go in search of the single one that was lost. So does God look for his people, particularly those who have erred. Again, Jesus told the parable of the lost coin. If any one of us would lose, well, let's say we have $1,000 and we lose $100. It wouldn't be $1,000 anymore. We would have to search and look for it. And this is the same way God pursues us. He searches for us till he has found us. Unfortunately for us in our world today, when some of us have been found, we become obstacles to others. We do not allow them to come closer to the love and mercy of God. Jesus tells us that is not right. God is searching for everyone. Today, we are looking at how God has given us life and how we should cherish that life. In many countries, and more so in the U.S., life from its beginning is not really well cherished by all. When babies are not able to speak for themselves, we think they can be destroyed. We made laws to support those who want to do so. The Lord is still pursuing all of us, telling us life is precious. But when we refuse and the Lord teaches us lessons from other angles, we fail to understand. If we can make laws to say that babies in their mother's wombs can be taken away, not just because their mothers' lives should be spared, but at will, should we also cry when terrorists destroy adults? Should we? If you are not a sperm that becomes a human being in your mother's womb, will you ever become an adult? I am not saying that it is wrong to pursue the terrorists when they use things like planes to destroy. I am only just letting us see the bigger picture. To become an adult, you must be born. And life starts from somewhere. And that life, we must cherish it, so that when we are born and we can live and make decisions for ourselves, we should know where we are coming from. And so, when we come to speak about children who are being aborted, sometimes we also make mistakes and then we point fingers at these helpless women who might not have had any option, and then we drive them away from our church. We become like the Pharisees and the scribes. We want them to know that God will destroy them because they have destroyed their life. It's true, they might have destroyed their life. Have they repented? We don't know. Do we speak too much about it to scare them away? Yes. What shall we do? We have to find a midway to let people who have ever experienced such an issue, who now repent, understand that God is merciful. He is there for every one of us. When we make the mistakes, when we commit a sin and we come back to the Lord, He is there to support us. He is searching for every one of us. Just those who have not sinned, just as those who have sinned, the mercy of God is abundant for every one of us. So if we make or take a step towards reconciling ourselves with God, God is ready to reconcile Himself with us. Ours is to make the move, and the Lord will meet us halfway. So as we celebrate today, let us remember not to become obstacles to scare people away from the mercy and love of God, but that we should all understand that God is searching for every one of us and pursuing us with His love until He has found everyone. That is why He sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world to shed His blood, not for good people alone, not for Christians alone, not for Catholics alone, but for everyone that has been created in the image of God, for the good of our world, that there may be peace, there may be progress, and there may be development, for us to enjoy the life He has given us here on earth before we make our journey home back to heaven.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.